Y'all heard of Shooketh? Well, I'm Spooketh after tonight's episode of American Horror Story. Right here on AfterBuzz, we're about to talk it. Let's go.
Into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh, that theme, y'all.
It never gets old.
It does not.
Never
and it's
old.
So sad that last season, I didn't even realize, it didn't even have an opening. We didn't get to hear this song last season. It didn't have an opening. No opening. We need an opening. And we're going to talk about that opening tonight.
Yes. We got to talk about it.
We are. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in on AfterBuzz TV, American Horror Story, Season 7, Cult, Episode 2, Don't Be Afraid of the Dark. Ooh, it got dark tonight.
Sure did.
Ooh. It really did.
Oh my gosh, y'all. Oh my gosh. Like, I'm spookiff. I'm spookiff.
I think we all are.
Yeah.
We got shook.
Yeah.
We did.
Why
definitely.
Don't you introduce your guys, tell everyone where they can find you on social media.
Well, I'm Sanders Kennedy. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Just Sans World.
And I'm Ashley Allen. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Ashley Reed Allen.
Yes, guys, and I'm Oliver Drennan. Follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. And unfortunately, Elena Jordan couldn't be here tonight. Follow her on Elena Jordan on Twitter. Her and Kelly are actually at Horror Nights at Universal Studios because it's the VIP, like, preview night, so I'm really jealous about that.
Yeah.
Super jealous.
I know.
Where's our invite?
I know.
It's
okay,
like, oh,
girls.
Let them work. I'm gonna go party.
But her and Kelly will also be here because they're the regular hosts.
Yeah.
But tonight, I'm
it's
here.
Us.
Yes.
Yes.
So thank you guys.
Get it turned up.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please subscribe to us on YouTube and like us. Also subscribe to us on iTunes. So guys, general thoughts tonight's episode.
Whew,
what do you guys
a
think?
Lot.
Well, I'm happy that they started right where they left off, where she jumps out the bed and she goes and gets Ivy for some help. And then, of course, it was a little bit surprising for me because I was like, Ivy believes that there's someone in the bed because before she was already like, what's going on? She was a little bit too believable. Like, oh, where's this person at? You know? I was like, a little fishy. I'm getting little vibes from her. She ain't looking right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I have my eye on the neighbors.
On the neighbors.
They're a little bit creepy.
Oh, the new neighbors. Okay, well, first off, can I just say that everything always goes wrong when Ivy isn't there? Like, am I the only one? I had to tweet this. I had to, like, okay, whenever Ivy's not present, like, something goes wrong.
There's so much I want to call her out on, but we will go in order, so I'll
save it.
Yes. Ooh, well, okay, well,
we got to
talk about this opening, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Well, first off, okay, nothing, there's no one there, okay, so we get to the opening. So, what kind of themes are you getting from this opening that we're seeing? We're seeing a lot of hives, the bees, so
bees,
the bees are representing the cult?
Probably the cult, and then I remember the neighbor saying something about how the bees are set up in the honeycomb, how basically everyone is focused on one job, and they're organized, so I kind of think that's maybe where they're going with that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's hard for me to watch because I have a phobia of bees, so I do turn my head. I have a huge phobia of bees, but I think it's great. It's like 5 seconds too long. I'm like, okay, let's get to it. Like after the dog thing, I'm like, okay, let's go. I was like, wait, hold on, here we go, more some more. But it all has a meaning, and I'm sure after the whole season, we can look back and
we'll
break
it
down
together.
all the way.
Especially with like, if you guys pay attention to the credits, like when they show their names, the actor's name, Sarah Paulson, there's like blood splatter. I don't know if that represents something. It shows Winter at one point. Her name, Billy Lord, who's doing such a phenomenal job this season. Props to her. One of her letters gets sliced. So there's really, like, I wonder if this is foreshadowing. So, yes, you guys, let us know what you guys think. So tweet us, comment, give us your predictions, and if this is foreshadowing any events that are going to take place.
Does the name stand out to you? Like Meadow, Ivy, Winter?
Oh, my
Ivy
God.
Ivy Winters.
Ivy Winters. Oh, are we going to have some drag queens?
I don't know.
Trixie Mattel, come back, girl. We saw her.
Yeah, okay. But the names just seem kind of suspicious to me. I don't know. It's like, is it foreshadowing something?
We found out Oz's name is Oz Man. Did you see that long name?
Yeah.
Oz Man Base. Ozzy Man. I was like, what? Who names a kid that? Ozzy's a cute name, but
Ozzy's cute.
Oh my gosh! But we've come to find out that Kai, lovable old Kai, is running for a council member because the new position of council member Chang, he's been
Yeah.
He's added to the death count. Okay. So, and now he's trying to, like, victimize himself. He's like, okay, well, you know, I want to change this neighborhood because I just got attacked. And lo and behold, the people that filmed him, his attack, were the neighbors.
Yeah.
I was like, what? So clearly, I'm not liking these new neighbors. We got Meadow, the wife, and we have
Harrison,
mm-hmm. the husband, who's gay. So yeah. They're like, okay.
They're like the new modern family.
So, they I mean, are. I guess if it works, it works. But how are you happy? Like, what do you guys think of this relationship, this weird, dysfunctional relationship?
I think for some people, it's real life. Now, they probably won't ever admit it because they'll go to jail.
They on the low.
But,
Trying to get those benefits?
Yeah, I'm sure people do that.
Yeah,
it's
but...
nothing new.
And also, what stuck out to me is that they're really honest to the point where I think they're lying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It's like they're too open, so you can't really question them. Like, well, we are really open with you. We told you everything about us. I don't know anything about you. If something goes left, then it's mm-hmm. like, what about you? You might be the suspect.
It's kind of like those people when you lie, and because you're trying to cover up the truth, you give too much information. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what they're doing. Like, they're almost, like, giving too much. And I kind of feel like, too, like, once they reveal their information, they're almost, like, looking at them to see their reaction, mm-hmm. too.
Or maybe it's easier to tell the truth because you don't have to remember because it's the truth. When you tell a lie, it's a lot to remember.
True.
What? I was like, what did you say? Okay, my mind is just spinning.
When you lie, it's hard to remember your lies. So no. Just tell me the truth in the beginning.
It's bad enough. We're watching this. I'm already confused. I don't know what's happening with this show. But I'm just saying, Meadow, she's a little too LA for me. I'm like, girl, yeah. With her Pilates, and no disrespect to anyone that's doing Pilates, but I'm just kind of like, ugh.
Meadow with the shade, though. Every word that comes out her mouth is everything that you don't think someone would say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, she went in. She does not care. She's unfiltered.
She's trying to make Allie uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I think she was like, oh, one of you, there's a lesbian couple, one of you are handy. And I think she said that Ivy was the handy one.
She said uh-huh. Ivy. So I was like, she's wearing.
Meadow.
What you mean by that? What you mean?
Stereotypes.
Shade.
Yeah, stereotypes.
In one lesbian couple. Or there has to be a man and a woman. Yeah. So she's throwing that stereotype on her.
Well, she shouldn't be talking. She lets her man go to Michigan to have his little night of fun. Yeah. Come back with what she came with, nothing new.
I think that they're in cahoots with Kai. That's what I'm 100%. Thinking. Yeah, I think they're the clown posse.
They're all together.
Yes.
It's looking that way.
And my critique of this season currently is that I think there's not a lot of likable characters, unfortunately. I feel like with a season like Coven, we had all these characters... And they were, like, some of them were evil, but they still had, like, likable factors about them. Okay. And they had their faults. But I'm kind of like, I'm not sure if I'm really behind anyone this season right now. I want Allie to step it up. You're a strong, independent woman. I mean, you're married and you have a kid, but, you know, she has all these phobias, so...
Well, I feel like the one person that I was starting to root for got killed at the end of the episode. Poor Pedro.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Spoilers, but y'all saw
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we all saw that.
I was rooting for you. I was Tyra Banks and him.
Right.
We're rooting for you!
Now, since we're talking about Pedro's killing, I need to go in. Now.
Are you going to expose someone?
They're going to get dragged.
Oh, gosh.
Ivy, I'm on to your games, girl. You can't play me.
Ivy.
So, she's on the phone, and she said that Allie's phone died. No, it was disconnected. So, you lied. Because you wouldn't hear beeping if your phone died. It would just go blank. Okay?
Mm-kay.
Secondly, why didn't you try to call her back? Thirdly, you knew what she was in. You knew how crazy she was. So, why send a stranger to your house? Well, not a stranger, because they know who you are. But at the end of the day, the lights are out, everyone's on edge. Mm-hmm. And send someone to your house that's not the normal person who shows up to your house.
So are you saying...
She down with it.
Oh,
she's
no.
down with the insane clown posse.
She's a clown?
Yeah, she a clown.
Well, part of the posse, but not...
Yeah, she's involved. I feel like she's involved with it some kind of way. That's mm-hmm. not normal to do, to send somebody who...
True, because that was my thought when she said, I was like, well, why would she send him? Like, this is your wife, your family, your kid. Mm-hmm. You should be going out there.
It's like, okay, what are you going to accomplish at the restaurant? The power's out. Like,
yeah.
Everyone's going home. He should go home, too.
He can order a generator. You don't have to be there.
Your wife isn't mentally unstable. Go home and, like, be with her and your child.
And also, Pedro asked Ivy, she's like, you know, I didn't do it right. And she didn't say yes or no. She gave it a side answer of... Mm-hmm. It's like no, you
Ivy
didn't answer.
Said that?
Yeah, she didn't give an answer. She gave a political answer of like not answering the question. Yeah.
You might be onto something because people in the chat are kind of going with that Allie theory as well. they're kind of questioning her, too. So
see, everyone's against Allie, you know, Ivy included, right?
I'm sorry, they're questioning Ivy.
Oh, yeah, right. I still heard all these Ivy, Allie, ending with an E.
So what did you make of, in the beginning, where Ozzy was like, Mom, and went towards Ivy and not Allie?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, my gosh. Well, everyone's against, I don't know, Ozzy, he seems a little too cute. But the main theory with Ozzy is that he's the son of Vivian and Tate from season one. You know, the Antichrist kid? Mm-hmm. So he's essentially the devil. But I'm kind of like, okay, I can see that happening. However, he's also, he just seems too innocent. Unless that's all, like, a facade. You know, he obviously loves, like, clown. Well, he's into Twisty,
yeah, he
the
likes
comics.
Twisty.
Yeah.
And he's developing this strange relationship with Winter. So I don't know. I feel like maybe... This is, I know we're getting into predictions, but maybe they're all coming against Allie and trying to get at her fear or something.
Well, I think he's kind of going more towards Ivy because he sees what Allie is going through.
Yeah.
And so he's probably like, well, I don't, like, she's already kind of having her own problems. Because don't think that just because he's a child that he can't see what's really going on.
Yeah.
So I think he's kind of, like, pushing away from Allie because he sees all of her problems. She's literally losing her mind. Mm-hmm. He's starting to go through his own thing. So he kind of needs the mom who's stable and can kind of, you know, make him feel safe because he doesn't feel
safe.
Well,
I don't know if Ivy's that right choice.
Well, I'm kind of thinking it the other way. Like, if he's seeing clowns and Allie's seeing clowns, you would think, like, you believe me, right? Like, they're on the same page. So that's like, they would instantly believe each other. So they have that on, like, a common level to each other. So it's like, it's easy to talk to, but...
I don't know. I don't think I would want to go to another crazy person. Actually, I'm going to go to somebody
else. Maybe that's
else.
Just me.
Oh, my gosh. Well, there's a shady part where something goes wrong with the restaurant. And they're all at home in bed together as happy, you know, happy-go-lucky, rainbows, sunshine, butterflies. And all of a sudden, the alarm goes off in the restaurant.
Yeah.
And at first, Ivy's like, oh, I'll go get it. And I'm like, yes, go get it. Like, you know, don't send. Do not send Allie. I don't think she's right to go by herself. She should never be... By herself at this point.
No.
But she goes, and she, you know, she gets into the restaurant, she turns off the alarm, and I'm like, okay, good, girl, good job, get out of there now. But you know, she hears a noise in the meat locker. And so what does she do? She goes, she sees a fresh pile of beautiful blood on the floor, she backs away, and who does she see? She sees...
Is his name Roger?
Roger? Roger, the chef. And before that, him and Pedro, our boy Pedro, were getting into it. And he came off as kind of racist. I forget what he said. But
well,
he was coming for Pedro.
Well, Pedro was speaking Spanish. And he told him, in this kitchen, you speak English only.
And I was, like, surprised. Like, oh, why would you even hire Roger? Like, come on. You're a liberal couple. Well, like...
Yeah, Roger was just out of line.
Yeah,
Completely tried out of line.
See, I would have said, you know what? You go home. I'm going to stay here. Like, you're fired.
But she sees Roger hanging. He got what he got what was coming to him.
And Allie took it as she took the blame for killing him. She's like, I killed him. And because she felt like she was trying to...
She tried to help him. She tried to get him off the meat hook, but that didn't help. She kind of made it worse, so she essentially killed him. But who put him on there? Pedro put him on there because of the whole argument. And our boy Colton...
That's where they're trying to spin it.
Yeah. Our boy Colton Haynes. Delicious. Yeah. He's looking good. He reminds me of Anderson Cooper.
I see that.
A young Anderson Cooper. But I'm also not liking him either because he seems like he's just like, you know, he's just trying to find like someone guilty and he's just trying to rain on everyone's parade.
Yeah. But going back to what you were talking about, having Ivy let Allie go to the restaurant. I had tons of questions. I'm like, why did she let her go alone? Why did she go into the store? Because she said, "Why go? Don't go in
don't
if it looks like
in.
It broke into." And where are the cops?
That's
how
what
are
I was
you
thinking.
Gonna get there before the cops do?
Yeah, first of all, I would have not ever stepped foot in there without the cops being there first. They're gonna escort me in there.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, no, there's no way. If the first time I hear a door creak, I'm out of there.
Yes.
No.
Well, this town is a ghost town in Michigan because no one's shopping at the supermarket either.
Clearly.
So I don't know what's going on. There is a ghost town up in Michigan. Shout out to our Michigan viewers out there.
Shout out to you guys.
No shade, no shade. We love our Michigan people. But Cheyenne Jackson, he makes an appearance.
Yes.
I forget his character's. Do you know his character's name?
I forgot his.
He's
a therapist.
He's a therapist. But he's also he's shady. Everyone in the show is shady because. What is he trying to do? He seems like he's he seems like he's trying to diagnose Allie with something. Yeah. And he's not trying to listen to her. Mm-hmm. But Allie is kind of, I'm giving her a side eye because Allie ends up getting a gun from the neighbors. What did you think about? Ooh. Well, first off, don't ever show a gun if you don't intend to use it. True. And she used that in the end of the episode.
Or don't know how to use it.
Exactly. You know your safety. You know where the trigger is. You know how to load it.
I have a whole conspiracy theory on that.
Do you?
Yes, I
do.
Please
share.
So, I feel like Harrison gave her the gun because first he knows that she's unstable. Uh-huh. Secondly, if you're going to give someone the gun, how are you going to be the killer psycho? Because I gave you the weapon to kill who? Me? The psycho killer? No, I'm a nice person. So I'm going to give you the gun to throw you off. So it's like, that's a little bit weird there. Oh, you can't have this gun, no, but you can have that one.
Right, right.
Oh, his name's Vincent. I wrote it down. Vincent, okay. That's yes. Cheyenne Jackson's Dr. character name. Rudy is anyone Vincent. Saying anything in the chat that we need to know about?
We definitely have some Michigan people. Miss Olivia Jordan, hey, from Michigan.
Hey, girl.
We got Arkansas and Texas.
Ooh, yes. Hey, guys. But yeah. Also, but this is kind of like a side note. Guys, keep it clean in the chat, in the comments, because we love you guys. We're not trying to spread hate. Obviously, the show does have a particular voice, and I think we have a particular voice as well, because, you know, I think people in America are afraid. They're kind of unsafe, and we're seeing it highlighted in the show, several themes and motifs that are going on, symbolism.
Yeah.
You know.
While the theme is political, we want to make sure to know, like, this is a show.
Yeah.
This is our escape to have fun. Mm-hmm. This isn't a debate.
Absolutely.
We're not watching CNN or Fox News. This is a show to
I'm
have
not
fun
gonna be like, I hate you. I hate all you in the chat, in the comments.
Yeah.
No,
so, yeah, so let's all have fun tonight.
It doesn't matter your gender, your sexual orientation, your race, your religion. None of that matters. Yeah. We're all human. And that's, we're just trying to have fun.
And this show is meant to push buttons, but it's also meant to make you think.
Yeah.
You know, so, and learn about other people's viewpoints of life and what they go through. So we have to be respectful. We have to listen to each other.
Listening is the key.
Listen.
Yeah. We need to,
because that's one of the, that they talked about in this episode. Like, we have to listen.
Yeah. So. We need to love and respect everyone, because those people that are different from us, you know, those are our friends. Those are our family. Those are our loved ones.
Yeah.
Those are people just like you. So,
and you know who I want to listen to me?
Who?
Allie, because she needs to fire Winter.
Yes, get rid of her. Why is she still there?
Why is she still working it when she sends your son to a house that someone got murdered at, and then she sends him to the neighbors that you don't even know? And how the hell does she know the neighbors to send him? Like, what's she getting paid for? Isn't your job to watch him?
You know what she's about to get paid for after that bathroom scene.
Right?
Oh, okay. Yes. She went a little deep in that. That's a nice bathtub, though. Okay?
It's a nice. With a fireplace?
I want to put, like, a Lush bath bomb up in there. You know.
I need to open up a butcher shop.
They're making good dough. Props to Allie and Ivy. So, Allie starts, you know, purge-proofing the house, I like to call it. And then Kai comes over. Remember that?
Can we talk about the purge-proofing the house for a second?
What?
Something stood out to me. First, the guy who was installing it gave me clown vibes.
Because
he was bald, he has like those clown colors on. He did look like a person who does his job, but it just caught my eye. Mm-hmm. And secondly, when she was standing and looking out the window, she looked like they were trapping her in and not keeping someone from getting it.
You're watching too much horror movies. You need to tell me the horror movies to watch, because you are onto something. Okay, Sanders.
Look,
but
I pick it all together.
Why was everything unlocked? Like, if you had protection, you know, bars on your windows, all that stuff, why was everything unlocked? There's no reason she should have had to run through the entire house to lock
it. Because the guy who installed it unlocked it because he knew how to lock it.
They need to know how to infiltrate that house.
Yeah.
They did it. They did it by the end of the episode.
Yeah, so going on to Kai showing up, like you were talking about, to the house.
Gosh.
That was really creepy.
He starts throwing statistics from Facebook at her. My God. But Evan Peters, shout out to him. He's doing a great job doing this Kai thing.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And I love that line, because that is very true. Like, of course, a lot of people get all of our information off of the internet.
But
a lot of people literally go to only Facebook or Instagram to get their information. So let's branch out and, you know,
do some more research.
Do your own research. Don't take the word of other people. So I like that point that they hit on tonight.
And it's really easy to point the finger at a minority, especially in this day of age, in this Trump era. And also, you know, so many incidents go unreported due to fear. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind as well. Do you guys want to say anything else about Kai before we move on? Because he is doing a great job.
As much as I hate Kai and what he stands for, I love the character. I think
he's the strongest.
Not what he's doing, but I love the performance. I love what he's pushing. Of course, I don't want him to do what he's doing, but his character definitely catches my eye, and I'm excited to see him every week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like he's slowly. I don't think we even seen half of what he can do.
He's
just taking it slow, and he's letting his little minions do all the work for him.
But let's get to this good part with Winter and Allie. So Allie is going crazy. She doesn't have anyone she can trust, basically. And I feel for her, but I'm also like, come on, girl. Get it together.
Right.
So she decides she doesn't want to take her meds. And Winter comes along because she's still being a babysitter. All right. And she's like, oh, you know what's good meds? Red wine. And bath salts. And I'm like, first off, okay, that could totally come across wrong.
Because I took it. I'm like, bath salts in the bath, or eating it?
Right. Exactly. Or you know, put it in your drink? She was talking about.
That happened in Florida, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah, that zombie thing.
Everything happens in Florida. No disrespect to Florida. Shout out to our Florida viewers. So, she gets a bath going for her. Oh my gosh, and I already knew where this was going. She's like pouring the bubbles. She's Allie's watching her with the wine. And so she gets in, you know, Winter leaves, and she comes back all of a sudden. I kind of jumped a little bit.
Me too.
When she's just like sitting there at the edge of the tub, and she starts washing her. What was going through your minds?
That Allie's vulnerable, so she's going to let it happen because she needs someone to be there for her since her wife isn't there, being all creepy in the restaurant. So I see how Allie will let that happen, but Winter is sneaky. I think she's trying to form her little cult with Ozzy and trying to get in with the family.
Yeah, she's definitely breaking this family down one by one. And I think she might be successful at, especially with Allie.
Yeah, because you go for the vulnerable ones.
I really like Winter too. Like, first I didn't really like her, but I think Billy Lord just is doing such a great job of, like, showing no emotion, yet she's such a character at the same time, you know?
She knows how to suck you in.
Yeah, I love her. I'm totally loving it. And plus, I loved her in Scream Queens. That's where I was first introduced to her.
Yep.
Did you catch how she was talking to Ozzy and said, just ask if you're sleeping or awake and they'll give you an answer? And I'm like...
She did.
Okay.
How did you know? Yes, because, you know, Ozzy's... He's seen the clowns, but at one point, it was just like a dream, apparently, when he saw the clowns.
Yeah.
That's another thing. No one's really answering questions. They're giving side answers, like political answers. They're not giving a yes or a no answer. It's like, well, maybe it might be this.
Right. And Winter is, like I said last episode, she's definitely like doing exactly what Kai is doing to her. Is what she's doing to Ozzy. So you see this episode, they do the pinky swear thing. Like, she's really putting it on this poor child. Oh,
she's like, give me your fear.
Yeah.
Oh, and did you catch the blackmail of Winter towards Allie saying, well, you didn't take your medication, but we'll keep that between us.
Especially when she went down on her.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't go down on her.
Her
hand went down on her. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Allie, you are in quite a conundrum. But all of a sudden, before they do the kiss, you know, because they're leaning in for a kiss, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, they're going to do it in the tub. No. The power goes out. Alarm goes off. The power goes out. And apparently, Harrison comes over at one point, and he says the power's out in, like, 8 states?
Yeah.
And it's a terrorist attack. And I'm like, what is going on in this world? So...
First off, how does he know if the power went out? Then I thought, wait, maybe on his phone. Maybe on Facebook.
He gives her that candle. And then all of a sudden, this was a huge setup to me. Because I feel like Winter knew this was coming. Because she's like, oh, I have to go home. You know, I have to keep... my ceramics, my laptop being so superficial and such a millennial, like myself. She leaves, but I feel like that was such a setup. She wanted Allie to be alone and vulnerable inside her house. Yes. So,
and why would Harrison go to Allie's house? There's other neighbors you can go to. Why go to her and put fear into her saying, it's terrorists, it's ISIS, it's all this, it's going to die.
Why?
Like, why would you do that? And then at that point, Ivy's like, okay, bye, girl. And she wasn't even afraid during the whole situation. The light went out. She's like, oh,
Winter,
lights out.
Exactly.
Winter was like, oh, the light's out.
She's
Let's
also
walk
a sociopath, so I'm not surprised, but that's Winter for you. So meanwhile, this is when Ivy's back at the restaurant, the power's out there. And she sends our boy Pedro. She starts getting like salt and water and all this other stuff, supplies for her, to take back to her wife.
Yeah.
And he, you know, complies. Meanwhile, back at the house, clowns start coming in. And one clown comes in and starts talking to Oz, our boy Oz. and he like speaks. And yeah. you're thinking, who is this clown?
Because we had to rewind that real quick and try to analyze the voice. When I get home, I'm going to play that back again and try to like get the voices together. Because he did sound like Kai to me.
Who do you guys think it's the clown? Or was the clown?
I don't know. Because at first we're, I don't know.
Sanders, who do you think is a clown?
I think Kai was the clown that said, you're sleeping. Because just the tone of voice.
Okay.
But I'm going to have to like really dive deep and like play with the audio.
I'm thinking, you're onto something. I definitely see it possibly being Kai, but I also think it might be Vincent, maybe.
Mm. What do you guys in the chat, who do you guys think was the clown?
Yes. Let's and let us know more of your thoughts and predictions or questions in this episode. Please. Because. Whew, it got me spooketh, like I said, okay?
Yes, it was really crazy.
So Allie gets attacked at one point. She sees this thing, this woman thing on the stairs, and it ends up falling off the stairs. She goes back up. She's like, is it gonna kick Oz? And I'm like, woman, what are you doing? You're scaring your child. You have a gun in your hand. She grabs him out of bed. We have to go. And they make their way like to like one of the back door or whatever. Yeah. And she goes crazy. She flinches. She shoots the gun. And who does she shoot? One of the only likable characters, basically.
Yeah.
Right.
Who represents like a total innocence in my book. So
yeah,
that was the episode.
Wait. But so in the chat we have a few people saying they think the clown is Kai.
Yep.
My people
could be Kai or Vincent.
Vincent. Yeah.
There's two things that I want to call out, and that is
the neighbors.
one of the neighbors. It just like left my head, but it's two things that related to each other. Okay. And that is, it just left my head. How did it just leave my head? It was just so important. It just stuck out to me. Keep talking. I'll remember in a second.
Anything from the chat? Well, Sanders thinks.
Oh, okay. I remember that. both characters, Ivy said this, I mean, Winter sent this to Ozzy, and another character said it to Allie, and that was, they're not coming for you, and they're not coming yet. And it's like, that's what the neighbors said, I think. And it was just like, yet, coming for, like, it was like, angles, like, Winter knew that the clowns aren't coming for Ozzy. Mm-hmm. They're coming for someone else.
I can see that. Yeah. Oh, wait, they're not coming for Ozzy.
No, she's like, they're not coming for you.
Uh-oh.
And then another person said, they're not coming yet.
Okay.
It's like, okay.
I can see that, because when he did wake up and say, is this real, is this a dream? That in particular clown kind of, there was no threat to him. So he told him, he was like, you know, just basically go back to sleep.
Interesting.
So
yeah.
Well, let's get into predictions, really, shall we?
Yes, let's get into predictions.
Let's
go. Uh-oh. Oh, no. There's those lights.
You're after Buzz.
Okay. Having a seizure over here, people.
Predictions.
All right. Well, okay. Well, I'm just going to go first because my prediction's kind of thrown out the window. If the clowns aren't coming for Oz, who are they coming for? Because I was thinking clowns are coming for Oz or something, because he might be like the Antichrist. You know, they love the fear that Oz, you know, might be, you know, Vivian and Tate's son.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, I don't know. My theory's changed, and I feel like my theory's going to change week after week. Okay, what do you guys think? Because I'm just like so dumbfounded. Are they coming for Allie? Because she has so much fear inside of her?
I feel
And it's valid. Sorry, I don't mean to be...
No, I think they're definitely coming for Allie.
Okay, because...
I would say Allie.
Fear is like this currency, as they stated last episode.
Yeah, so I would say my prediction, I definitely feel like these new neighbors have something to do with... I don't know if they're clowns yet. My gut is telling me yes, but they have something to do with what's going on. Now, this episode, I have my eye on Ivy.
Okay.
When she sent Pedro out to go do what she should have done, I'm like, okay, this is weird. You've been a protector this whole time, but all of a sudden now you're going to send somebody out to do what you're supposed to do? Got my eye on you, girl.
Well, my prediction is that they're not trying to kill Allie. They're trying to scare her to, like, insanity. Because how are you going to have three clowns in a house and she doesn't end up dying? Hello, they could have killed her if they really wanted to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they're going to make Ozzy part of the cult, because it seems like they're working around him, and they have Winter trying to mess with his head and kind of go with the cult.
Mm.
But there's just so many connections between the neighbors and the cops and the therapist and just everybody together. It's just these like little things that are starting to stick around. But I would love to see a backstory of Allie.
I want
to go back like 10 years or 5 years to see how she grew up and how her mindset is.
And where all these phobias came from. Yeah. Why is she so paranoid?
I love the origin episodes. I think it's also so hard to pin the blame on Ivy, because Ivy and Allie have history. They met in college, so they've known each other for years. So I'm like, dang, like this is gonna be really hard if she's been like a traitor for all these years.
Yeah.
So,
and another thing that stuck out to me is that Ivy got, she's like, I don't know if I can take this anymore. Like, it's only been a week.
Yeah.
Really?
They've been together. They have a son. I don't know. And it's not stated if Oz
who's
is adopted.
Parent.
Yeah.
Well, to back Ivy up, they've kind of gone through this, I believe, before. It's just, it's now it's triggered because of the election.
Oh, yeah.
But she's
yeah.
always had these type of issues. It's just worse now because of the election night.
Yeah.
Also, we forgot to mention the whole scene with Vincent and Allie. You know, he hid the fact that she had the gun from Ivy. So if they're supposed to be working together, Vincent, along with, you know, Ivy, why did he hide that from her?
Yeah.
So I there's just so much. So guys,
so much.
In the chat, in the comments, watching us, listening to us, let us know your thoughts, your questions, your theories. We love it. We want to keep the conversation going.
Yes.
But until then, that's the episode for tonight. Why don't you guys say goodbye and let us know where we can find you on social media.
Well, I can't wait for the next episode. The previews look so good. But you can find me in the time being on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Just Sans World.
And I'm Ashley Allen. You can find me on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen.
Yes, guys, I'm Oliver Drennan. You can find me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. And if you're into horror movies, we do watch-alongs on the Popcorn Talk Network. I do it with our engineer, Anthony. This week, on Friday at 10 a.m., we're doing Rosemary's Baby. So, yes, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. We love you guys. We'll see you guys next week.
See you next week.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.